The transformation of the city, particularly the end of the constant shaping presence of violent crime, has been amazing, past all prediction. But the transformation is not entirely complete, and the new city is not entirely pleasing to everyone. 20-some years ago, it was taken for granted that New York was hell, as Stanley Kaufman wrote flatly in a review of Ralph Bakshi's now oddly forgotten New York cartoon dystopia, Heavy Traffic. And every movie showed it that way, with the steam rising from the manholes to gratify the nostrils of the psychos, as if all the infernal circles, 1 through 30 inclusive, were right below. E.B. White was asked to update his famous essay about the city, and that unweepy man, barely able to clear the bitter tears from his prose, declined to write about a city he no longer knew. In the 70s, Robert Caro's Life of Robert Moses, blankly subtitled And the Fall of New York, was the standard version of what had happened. Everyone has a moment of personal marvel about how far things have gone or changed. 23 years ago, I recall, they were toting bodies out of the Film Center on 9th Avenue and, nice lost word, the degenerates were brooding on it at the Film Center Cafe. Now the Film Center shines and the cafe across the street serves mussels and croissant sandwiches, having kept its art moderne front. So period, if nothing else,